USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Milwaukee, Wisconsin believe they found the body of a 2-year-old missing girl. Saturday, Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales announced what could be Nolani Robinson's remains were found wrapped in a blanket near a Minnesota highway.
We believe we have found Nolani. We believe currently this is going to be a death investigation.
Police say the girl's father is in custody as a suspect in their deaths. St. Patrick's Day celebrations are getting underway across the United States. Some big parades, including the nation's oldest, is being held in New York City today, with more than a million spectators expected to turn out. Festivities in Chicago began early this morning as well, with the traditional dyeing of the Chicago River. On Sunday, the field will be selected for the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament, so March Madness officially kicks off. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
A busy Saturday for the 2020 candidates who are trying to unseat President Trump as they hit the campaign trail. Four candidates are crisscrossing Iowa, including Robert O'Rourke.
I think my experience, the way in which I've served, the way in which I've campaigned in Texas, what I'm learning from you here in Iowa, leads me to be able to help lead this country at its moment of truth.
The Centers for Disease Control is reporting that at least 228 cases of the measles have been reported since the 1st of January. Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox News medical contributor. He has an easy way to avoid getting the measles.
If people take the MMR vaccine, their protection against measles is 97%. And we need 90% to protect the community, to get a community immunity going around, a ring of immunity. And that's why children really shouldn't go to school unless they've had that second MMR shot.
Dr. Siegel was speaking there on Fox News. You can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi voiced her support on Thursday for lowering the federal voting age to 16, telling reporters during her weekly press conference that doing so would be a boon for voter engagement in the United States.
Myself have always been for lowering the voting age to 16. I think it's really important to capture kids when they're in high school, when they're interested in all of this, when they're learning about government, to be able to vote.
General Caldwell is a Republican strategist and Fox News contributor. He's not a big fan of this idea.
Looney Tunes has become one of the favorite programs of 16-year-olds, and Looney Tunes is what the Democratic Party has become, especially with a measure which you know is used to get more power, as you know they usually do. The fact of the matter is the voting age was lowered only after Eisenhower said that, hey, if these folks are old enough to fight at 18, they should be old enough to vote. And then there was a Voting Rights Act of 1965 in which Nixon signed into law, which the Supreme Court then declared unconstitutional. And the Supreme Court was ratified with the 26th Amendment, given that right. I think there's a difference between folks that are willing to put their lives on the line for our country and vote and have that 18-year-old provision than those who still need help from mom when they're being told to brush their teeth.
Saturday night's Powerball jackpot is approaching $500 million. That makes it one of the top 25 jackpots in U.S. history. The drawing is set for Saturday night just before 11 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.